From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. More aftershocks from Britain's decision to leave the European Union. Founding member states of the European Union are pressing for Britain to leave quickly. This week, there will be much shuttle diplomacy as officials work to contain the Brexit fallout. On Tuesday, Prime Minister David Cameron travels to Brussels, where the EU's other 27 member states will, for the first time, meet without Britain. Former British Foreign Secretary David Miliband spoke Sunday on the NBC News program Meet the Press.
In an up and up or down vote on an institution that is unloved, in a way, it's not surprising that you get a down vote. The trouble is you have to live with the consequences. And I always say to people, populism is popular until it gets elected, and then it has to make decisions. And that's when the trouble starts.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, already in Europe, added previously unannounced stops in London and Brussels to his trip at the last minute. Kerry plans to meet with British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond.
We will continue, the United States, to have a very close and special relationship with Great Britain. We value that relationship. That does not change because of this vote.
John Kerry, a senior Iraqi official, says his government's forces have taken the city of Fallujah from Islamic State fighters following a month-long military offensive. Lieutenant General Abdul Wahab al-Sa'adi says Iraqi forces have taken control of the Julan neighborhood, the last area of the city held by IS. Officials in eastern Afghanistan say security forces have killed more than 135 Islamic State militants, including top commanders. They say many more have been wounded in days of ground and air raids near the Pakistani border. This is VOA News.